Investor.com podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to another Investor.com podcast, looking at cannabis news, stocks to watch, as well as insights from experts and industry leaders. Today we're looking at announcements from Micron Waste Technologies Incorporated, trading on the CSE as MWM and the OTC as MICWF. Chiron Life Sciences Corporation, trading on the TSX Venture as KHRN and the OTCQB as KHRNF. CanTrust Holdings Incorporated, trading on the TSX as TRST and the New York Stock Exchange as CTST. InnerSpirit Holdings Limited, trading on the CSE as ISH and the OTC as INSHF. And 1933 Industries Incorporated, trading on the CSE as TGIF and the OTCQX as TGIFF. First, looking at Micron Waste Technologies Incorporated, a leading developer of waste treatment systems for food and cannabis waste, who announced today an expanded collaboration with BC Research Incorporated to facilitate rapid commercialization of the company's second-generation food waste processing system. The new Organivore 2.0, designed for on-site waste processing for commercial producers of food waste, including supermarkets and food processors, producers, and distributors, will combine new innovations developed for the Canivore trademark system, which Micron and BCRI purpose-built for the cannabis industry. Micron and the BCRI will now rapidly install new technologies and applications into the Organivore 2.0, with market readiness anticipated in the second half of this year. Organivore offers a cleantech solution to conventional waste treatments, with roughly one-third of the food processed in the world of the human consumption every year, approximately 1.3 billion tons is lost or wasted. Food losses and waste amounts to roughly 680 billion in industrialized countries and 310 billion in developed countries. Much of this food is diverted to landfill, and landfills are the second largest single human source of methane emissions, accounting for 16% of all methane sources, and methane is 35 times more dangerous to the environment than CO2. The Organivore will target, in particular, the significant segment of the food industry that has challenges with compliant, sustainable, and cost-effective management of food waste, including restaurants, hotels, cruise ships, food processors, and hospitals, said Alfred Wong, President and CEO of Micron. We will initially prioritize the treatment of specialized waste, which has more contaminants. Specialized waste is more highly regulated and offers higher margin opportunities for Micron. Conventional methods of treatment are under increasing government and regulatory scrutiny, putting pressure on waste producers to find cleaner and more efficient management strategies. Next, looking at Chiron Life Sciences Corporation, a vertically integrated cannabis leader with core operations in Latin America, who today announced four key additions to its executive team to strengthen its market reach in Mexico and Chile, and implement its joint venture initiative with Dixie Brands, a partnership that will bring more than 100 market-leading Dixie Brands to the Latin American market. As Chiron grows to a company of more than 200 employees across four jurisdictions, it continues to execute its market expansion strategy to deploy a formidable and well-connected team in every market in which it operates, furthering its first-mover advantage across the region. The company appointed John Cook as VP of Corporate Development, Luis Chavez as Country Manager for Mexico, Rodrigo Azocar to Country Manager of Chile, and Rodrigo Duran as Lead of Dixie Brands Joint Venture. Alvaro Torres, Chiron's CEO and director, commented that we're excited to announce such a talented team will be joining Chiron as we continue to expand our market initiatives across various jurisdictions in Latin America. Their deep commitment and wealth of experience will be invaluable to the company's vision, helping us accelerate our market growth across the region. Next, looking at CanTrust Holdings Incorporated, who announced that its cultivation and processing permit under the Health Canada Cannabis Regulations was amended to include the final 20% of its Phase 2 expansion. The entire 450,000 square foot of its perpetual harvest greenhouse in Pelham, Ontario, is now fully licensed. We've always been confident that our processes meet and exceed regulatory standards, and we now have further validation of this from our regulators, said Peter Aceto, Chief Executive Officer. With this approval, CanTrust is set to meet its plan to reach 50,000 kilograms of annualized capacity at the perpetual harvest greenhouse and continue providing award-winning products in a cost-effective manner. Next, looking at InnerSpirit Holdings Limited, who today announced that further to the initial investment strategic partner with Tilray Incorporated, trading on the NASDAQ as TLRY, and its wholly owned subsidiary High Park Holdings Limited that was announced on December, Tilray has increased its total investment in InnerSpirit to $6 million by providing the company with a $1.5 million secured short-term loan at a rate of 12% per annum. This additional investment by Tilray is a testament to the strength of the relationship Spiritleaf has built with our strategic partners. When you add the initial success of our local ownership franchise model, the dozen pending corporate stores at high traffic locations throughout Alberta, and the additional franchise locations we intend to open across the country, Spiritleaf is well positioned to execute on its business plan, said Darren Bondar, President and CEO of InnerSpirit. The company also provided an update on its operations in Ontario as a new Spiritleaf retail store opened in Kingston, Ontario on April 1st. Store sales have now exceeded 230,000 in the first 7 days of operations, with more than 4,800 customers served. Under the terms of the retail and licensing agreement, Spiritleaf Incorporated, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, receives a retail licensing fee of 5% of sales, with an additional 1% contributed to Spiritleaf's National Marketing Fund. Lastly, we look at 1933 Industries Incorporated, a licensed cultivator and producer of cannabis flower and concentrates and manufacturer of hemp-derived CBD wellness products, who announced the execution of a licensing agreement on April 3rd between the House of Hawk, LLC, and the company's subsidiary, Infused MFG, for the launch of several co-branded CBD wellness products for a two-year term in North America. The action sports market is quickly becoming a champion of the potential benefits of CBD. Infused has been a leader in this segment since launching its Canna Hempex trademark line in 2018, led by brand manager David Haftenstein. Working in collaboration with one of the most respected skateboarding names in the world, Infused will launch several co-branded products, including CBD recovery creams and lotions, as well as hemp-only recovery creams and lotions, sold under Canna Hemp trademark, Canna Hemp X trademark, and Birdhouse Skateboards trademark brands. The new branded products represent the first collaboration between Birdhouse and a CBD wellness product manufacturer. Chris Rebentish, US COO and founder of Infuse, stated, "It's truly an honor to be working with Tony Hawk's Birdhouse Skatepark trademark brand and their incredible organization. Birdhouse team members Clive Dixon, Ben Rayborn, David Loy, and Clint Walker will help support the new partnership via social media. The opportunity of offering our sports recovery products under a partnership with Hawk's brand Birdhouse adds credence to our brand. Tony is an internationally recognized action sports figure and responsible for fueling the growth of skateboarding as a professional sport," Mr. Rebentish added. Infused recognized that the action sports vertical is an underserved market. "Our mission is to offer the best of the breed recovery products in the market today, and we look forward to working with Birdhouse in this endeavor."
That's all for today's podcast. Podcast is now a certified word trademark on the blockchain through Cognate Incorporated CM certification. InvestorIdeas.com podcasts are also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and TuneIn. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor of this podcast, please contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website, and this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investments involve risk and possible loss of investment. Investor Ideas does not condone the use of cannabis except where permissible by law. Our site does not possess, distribute, or sell cannabis products.